Mission of the Buddha, Mission of the Dharma, Mission of the Sangha. Every time we do a monastic retreat, we have an opportunity to do a little more intensive cooking of karma than we normally do. We're consciously more focused on our meditation, less involved with external things. We have to understand that pure meditation is the key to the deep spiritual transformation that is so essential for reharmonizing with the eternal. There are, of course, many things that are helpful to understand, at least a little bit. But the most important thing to understand is that we don't need to understand. The koan is never solved with our head. When we meditate, we hand body and mind over to the eternal so the eternal can get right at the need that we're carrying. So our end of it is really just to keep that meditation cooking away and to keep bringing our attention back to this present moment. Great Master Keizan wrote, "Only when you concentrate your mind will Buddhas appear." During this week, we have the opportunity to concentrate a little more, perhaps concentrate considerably more in meditation. We need to meditate with an upright back, with a relaxed hara. With a concentrated mind. Now if we try too hard to concentrate, then we throw everything out of balance. If we don't try hard enough to concentrate, we allow things to just wobble out of balance on their own. So it's very important that we do not force the meditation and that we keep up a steady, gentle effort. And above all, an inward-turned effort. It's like intently listening with concentration. But in this case, there's nothing in particular you're listening to. I've sometimes thought of it as the sound of silence. But of course, what we're really doing when we do this is we're giving our attention as well as our body and as well as our intention, we're giving our attention over to the eternal. If we do this, we get ourself out of the way, and then the eternal can do the work within our heart. Another thing we have to be careful about is getting too anxious to get this thing all wrapped up, get the karma fully cooked and out of the way. See, that's quite counterproductive. If we kind of put ourselves for a moment, somewhat imaginatively, into the shoes, you might say, of our karma, how would any of us feel that if we thought that we were just being a nuisance and needed to be got out of the way as soon as possible, fixed and got out of the way as soon as possible? Would not make us feel very secure or very much appreciated and loved. So this is another area where we have to really get self out of the way and remember that patient endeavor is the best means of training. So meditate with patience. Wait patiently while the Eternal does the work. And it's very important to understand that this is a kindness, that it takes some time. If all our karma came due at once, we would just snuff out. That would be it for us. We would just be extinct. Our life would just be extinguished. Because the body simply could not bear it, nor could the mind, I suspect. So it has to come at the pace it can come at. Although we don't want to be neglectful of our training so that we slow it down, we also can't speed it up beyond a certain point. So this is why the teachings on reharmonization talk about gathering the herbs, putting them in the pot. Then you sit by that pot, you stir it a bit now and then, you drop in another herb now and then. You keep the fire going. You don't want it to boil over, you don't want it to the fire to go out. You can think of the pot as your hara. You're bringing the, putting the herbs in the pot. The herbs are the bits of karma, both good and bad karma, both meritorious karma and not so pleasant karma. It all goes in the pot. It's simmering away. The fire under the pot is faith and the longing for the eternal. So we keep feeding that fire by looking up. We really sit beside the pot, stir it with our meditative effort. And we just let the herbs naturally drop into the pot. We think of the eternal as a master medicine maker who's dropping them in just at the right rate, at the right time. And this medicine that's being brewed up, it's medicine for suffering. The water of the spirit that's in that pot doesn't distinguish good from bad, victim from perpetrator, meritorious from not meritorious. Whatever drops into that water of the spirit is embraced and enveloped and permeated with compassion. Our master said, in training we're trying to be like the eternal. So even with those aspects of our karma that are so painful, we need to train ourselves to be like the eternal. To accept them the same as we accept anything else. The compassion of the eternal, since we are of the eternal, is our compassion. In order to help the eternal do this work of the great conversion of karma, we need to turn the stream of compassion within. Allow that which arises to arise. Allow it to be there while it's there. Allow it to go. Don't cling to it. Don't push it away. Let it drop down into the hara, to that pot, let it simmer away, let the compassion of the eternal water of the spirit permeate it. In this way, karma, body, and residual Buddha nature, that fire under the pot, they all come together. And they mix and meld together, and this makes that miraculous transformation possible. We call conversion. And all we have to do is sit and look at that wall wholeheartedly. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.